This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive in the two!
You visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right!
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood, Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Let's go for a little ride.
And good evening. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. No Trevor Valise this hour. Last hour, you heard from Kevin Warren, Big Ten commissioner. We're going to play that one more time, one of those, on kind of what led to the decision, because Dave Revson, who is an Urbana native originally, did a good job of kind of pressing him as to why that decision was announced today when 6 days ago or whatever you're releasing a schedule. Illinois football practiced today. And Lovie Smith spoke after that practice. After we hear from Kevin Warren, you're going to hear some of Lovie. Now, again, I'll preface it by saying this was said before the announcement came out. And, of course, if you're just getting in the car, the announcement made today by the Big Ten that they are postponing all fall sports. So no football, no volleyball, etc. And, of course, Derek, our mind right now is on that Big Ten football schedule that was just announced. And now then today you hear the news that despite the fact that they're practicing right now, now we don't think it's possible. And by the way, the Pac-12 announced the same stuff. In fact, they even went a step further and said that we're not going to be playing any college basketball games until January, which is something the Big Ten hasn't announced yet, unless I missed it here in the last half hour. So the news came down today, and Derek, I hate it. I mean, I asked, and by the way, we talked to Jeremy Warner in that first hour as well. I asked him the question, and it's true, and you know me. You and I are both on the side of, well, I'm not going to throw you on my side. You say what you want to say. I'm on the side of we got to live life, right? We got to do things. We got to live life. I know there's plenty of you on the other side of that, and you can respect my decision, and I'll respect yours. So it's one of those situations where I felt, though, even though I'm the most optimistic, the most guy on the other side, I felt like 2 months ago, there's no way in hell we would play college football. And I truly don't believe we'll play NFL football, but I could be wrong. But today, the announcement that they're postponing it, and Derek, certainly, I said this to start the show, in 10 years of doing the show, there have been worse moments, the Boston Marathon bombing. There's been stuff like that that have been worse moments. And you brought up a good point about when college basketball got canceled, right, as the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament are going on. But I truly believe, for multiple reasons, today's the saddest day I've ever done the show.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And I think about all the sports at Illinois that are going to be affected by this. And there's going to be a lot. And hopefully, we've got, we do have great leadership with Josh Whitman. Hopefully they can figure out how to keep things going. But certainly this is not going to be easy. This is tightening your belt. This is like relying on 4 paychecks a month and getting one, yet your bills stayed the same. So now that's what's going to face all of college, all colleges right now when it comes to sports. So, but still frustrating, Derek. I mean, it's just something that we kind of assume, I did at least, that would happen. But it didn't make it any easier to hear it.
No, and the Big Ten didn't make it any easier on themselves, really, in terms of the last week. And again, I said it earlier, but if you told me a week ago or 2 weeks ago before a schedule was out, before practices officially started, that, hey, we're not ready to play in the fall, I'm not all that shocked and disappointed.
Sure.
So I don't want to think, just like I didn't want to experience a March without March Madness, I don't want to fall without football.
Mm.
And I'm with you. I think that, and look, we can get into the big picture here. Choice is something that we got to be able to experience. That's the way I viewpoint on it. And if the people who are going to be out there on the field, traveling to different arenas, if they want to play and they're down for it, I think that my sense is they should be able to give him the opportunity to do that. I'm worried, and I'm with you there with this announcement, again, for football, all fall sports, that now this makes me discouraged about basketball if it's going to happen. To hear Urban Meyer say there's no chance for spring football, like, now you're just getting into – it's not going the right way.
Right.
And also, overall, there's just not a sense of unity, not only in sports, but just we have people who don't want to play, don't think we should play, but then there's high schools in Georgia where they're packed in the hallways with no masks. I was driving home from Wisconsin. There's water parks that are open. It's just like, are we going in the right? We're not fixing it.
No, there's no uniformity.
So I'm bummed.
Which to a lot of people is the reason why we're not playing college, is to a lot of people is that they think the leadership has just been not right in the terms of that you've got one state that opens up, you got another that won't do anything. And
yeah,
so it's frustrating. And I get it. And, you know, unfortunately, it's something that, you know, part of the reason that the Big Ten is doing this is liability. That's why the presidents are saying we do not want to find out that a player on our football team contracts COVID-19 and either has long-term issues or, God forbid, would pass away of something like this.
Sure.
I told you, though, how would you prove? So if they're worried, number one, and I don't doubt for a second that they are worried about the student.
Yeah.
And I do think, even though it is kind of a, okay, we're not playing football, but we're going to let 40,000 on campus to go to
school. Exactly, yeah.
And I get that. Now, that said, still, I would hope that the president and everybody in charge at whatever university you're at does not want any ill harm on their students. And I truly believe that they don't. But the factor of liability, and if you're worried, I don't know that they are, if you're worried about being sued, let's say, because player X on player team got COVID during the college football season, how do you know when he got, or she in volleyball or whatever, how do you know exactly when they got that?
How do you prove that?
How do you prove it? How do you know it wasn't at lunch the day before at Subway? How do you know it wasn't? Maybe you went out on a Wednesday night with your friends. Maybe you gave three people a hug on campus one day. How do you know that you got it during a volleyball match or you got it tackling a kid from Michigan? I just don't get that part of it.
I know.
And so it does kind of scream both ways when you say, well, we're not going to let the guys, we're not going to let anybody that wants to do exactly this. In other words, everybody wants to do it. The players want it. And if you didn't want to do it, if you were like Ravon Bonner or someone, and I'm not calling out him because of, I think it's fantastic on his end. He decided that it's not something he wanted to do. And if you opted out, you had the chance to opt out.
Exactly the choice. Yeah.
You had the choice. You took the choice. Those that did not want to opt out, those that wanted to play, are playing. And now you're basically telling them, we don't care. We don't care that you, coach, want a coach. You, AD, want a football season to help support every other sport at a university. Or you, the player, we don't care that you want to play. We don't care that you're here right now. We're going to make the decision that we feel is the best interest of everybody in hand. The thing that really got me about Kevin Warren is what he said today, we want to protect our students physically, student-athletes physically. Sure. We want to protect them mentally. Is that really protecting them mentally, taking away what they love? I'm being honest.
That's
when
a good point.
That.
But I would even argue physically right now, and I know that the idea of football going on without the student body on campus is something that we knew wasn't going to happen. But right now, I think that the football players are probably safer physically in their own team quarantine, in their own testing multiple times a week, than when you bring back 40,000 and players or freshmen are in dorms.
Correct.
From people all over the place.
Correct.
That's not bettering their physical being.
Yep. Bill says your decision to, quote, live life is responsible for the cancellation of college football. That is crap. That is absolute crap. If they didn't have a vaccination for this thing, we would not be playing college football. That is the honest truth. You cannot tell me that they would have played college football without a vaccine. I just don't think that's the case. I just do not think that's the case. And I don't know that me living life have endangered. I don't know that I've endangered anybody. And I don't think you can prove that. And I don't know that you not living life have endangered anyone. I don't know that. That's the rub here.
Yeah.
There's two sides of this. There's the side you want to think is right, and there's the side that I want to think is right. That's the problem here. The point is, though, we are now without football for the fall. But we will have packed campuses. It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing to look at. The SEC, by the way, has not. They are still planning on going forward. I can't imagine it's going to happen. Nebraska wants to opt out of the Big Ten, essentially, and play football. I can't imagine that's going to happen. Kevin Warren was asked that today about Dave Revson. Was this a unanimous decision?
He wouldn't answer it.
And he would not answer that, meaning it was not a unanimous decision by all schools to cancel football. Or to postpone it. I'm sorry, I got to say that correctly. You're postponing football. You're not canceling it. They're postponing it, hoping to play in the spring. But like we talked to Jeremy Werner about that, is that fair to the student-athlete? If the worry is the student-athlete, and it should be, then is that fair to them to ask them to play a schedule in spring and come back and play a schedule in the fall, something that's never been done? That would be interesting. And maybe they would say, well, look, if we play in the spring, then we can't play in the fall. Then what do you do? Are we always then going to have spring? Are we going to flip-flop essentially the sports calendar? That would be a fun spring, though, if Illinois football and Illinois basketball were both playing and winning, Derek.
It would be, and I'm telling you, you need a Big Ten basketball bubble. You got to make exceptions. You got to have players be able to take all online classes. They got to be willing to be somewhere for at least 2 months, really, to have a full conference season. 14 teams, somewhere that can host it, similar to TBT. I know it's a little bit different because TBT had elimination every round. The amount of accommodations went down.
Right.
But right now, at this point, again, without a vaccine, that just seems like the thing that needs to make it run. Otherwise, it's probably something that, again, you're going to be here, and the risk is going to, the uncertainties and the risk and the liability, a lot of the same issues are going to be there for basketball here in a couple of months that are obviously still here for college football. So, yeah, it's
tough.
It stinks.
I was unfair to Bill. I shouldn't have yelled at Bill. My point, though, is this, and I got to reiterate this.
Yeah, but you haven't been some reckless person.
No, I haven't. But I also don't know. In other words, this is where we're at, I think. This is where, and this is just a small-minded, small-town kid saying this. We are all so strong about what we believe. And we should be, right? You're brought up to, you should be strong about what you believe. But somebody telling me that I'm wrong for what I'm doing, or me telling them that they're wrong because they think I shouldn't be doing that, we don't know any of that. We don't know any of that. In other words, maybe Bill is correct. Maybe if we as a country would have shut it down, even though I thought we did, for the most part. I know things started to open up and it caused some issues. I just don't think, this is my thought, I don't think until we have a vaccine, this country is going to be back to what we knew this country to be. I just don't think that. I don't think that because some people went to a bar or went and vacationed on a beach or went and protested. I'm putting those all equal, so I'm not playing a political side here. I don't think because we did that we know for certain that if we wouldn't have done that, that we'd be in great shape right now and everything would be opening up and we'd be... I don't think you can prove that.
Yeah, just... It feels like there's the teeter-totter there for college football, let's say.
Yeah, I got to get back on this.
In June, a whole bunch of college football players are like, why are we here?
Correct.
If our peers aren't here? This isn't right. We're being asked to do stuff that we shouldn't be. Okay, you can opt out. Yeah, but it's not as simple as it sounds. Now it's August. We want to play. You're taking that away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
Now that we've had all the risks...
Right.
Now you're going to take the reward away.
Yeah.
You told us to do it, and we risked it by coming back to campus and practicing with our other teammates. We risked that thought, and now that it's time for the reward, you're pulling it away. I can't imagine being a senior in college football or college volleyball or whatever sport you want to say. And, I mean, the same goes for high school football or high school sports. You don't know that for sure in the spring we're going to be able to play. I think we're going to have a vaccine, I hope. Man, I hope for the sanity of me, you, and everybody that we have something that gets us back to where we can complain about the Cubs
sanity,
and Cardinals.
Economic situation, like all of that.
It's just going to be interesting to see where we're at when we finally do have that. And the long-term effects of this with college football could be really, really damaging. So far, I think Stanford is the only school that has come out. I'm sure I'm wrong on that. There's probably others. Stanford has come out and cut 13 sports. They're looking into the future, understanding what's going on. I know Josh Whitman probably every day, and you talk about not being able to sleep at night. I'm sure he's sitting there thinking, all right, if we don't get this and have this much income come in from this, then what are we going to do? And certainly, season ticket holders, you can do your part. You can donate the money back. I saw somebody earlier said they're doing this just to keep the money. Illinois, from the get-go, I'm a season ticket holder. From the get-go, they've given me three different emails allowing me to opt out of my tickets and get my money back. Or push my money to next year. Or keep it and play, which is what I wanted to do. In fact, I just got my parking lot assignment 3 days ago. Or they gave you the option to
donate it.
Donate it. Yeah. So you could either donate it, get it back, push it to next year, or get it, or whatever. There's four of them there.
It's not tied up.
It's not tied up. In other words, they are not telling me as a season ticket holder, hey, guess what? Well, we're not having a season, but your money is ours. And I'm assuming most universities are like, I shouldn't assume. I am going to assume most universities are doing the same thing. So I just wanted to rebuttal that earlier. So, I don't know. It's crazy. So, all right.
You want to hear from Lovey? We had a practice this morning.
Yeah, let's do that. I don't want to hear from Kevin Warren.
He didn't answer.
Basically, today. Dave Revson asked him what led to a decision that 6 days ago you didn't think was a problem and did now, and then he just kind of sidestepped it. So, let's hear from Lovey. This is him. Now, again, preface this in the fact that this was a few hours before the announcement came out that the Big Ten was postponing football and all sports in the fall. Here's Lovey Smith.
You know, we long in advance, we have a schedule on how we're going to handle training camp, and that's what we've stuck to. Yesterday was a scheduled day off. Today we're back on the practice field. Just finished out with our practice that we had set up. Good practice, spirited practice, all of those good things. Of course, we realize what's going on right now with, you know, college football, but as I told the team, we're going to continue to focus on the things that we can control. And so the day, as far as practice was concerned, we went out the way we have every practice we've had so far, no pads and helmet. You know, I like everyone, of course, I've been listening, watching, we've been meeting and making plans for a lot of different scenarios. You know, just talking for our football players, just like everybody else is football players right now. If a player didn't want to play this year, he's opted out already. The guys that are here right now want to practice, want to play, have did an awful lot to get in position for this. So that goes without saying. We definitely feel like our players are safe based on what information we've gotten so far. We're safe to continue at the pace that we're going right now. We've worked on a plan for college football and the things that could possibly be happening to us for a long period of time. So that's about all I can say on it. I haven't been told anything. So we have meetings this afternoon. We're going to continue to go with our routine until someone tells us otherwise.
That is Lovey Smith. Well, guess what? They told you otherwise, and you're done right now. They are done for that. We're going to hear some more Lovey. Lance brought up a good point. Not sure if you sell property casually to businesses or not. I do. But does it cover claims associated with infectious diseases? It does not. It does not cover COVID. And he said, I know there's no public school in the state that has the insurance coverage. Luckily, as a K-12 school, there are other protections in place. I don't think universities have the same protections as they're not a taxing body. But without insurance coverage for COVID, what would you expect entities to do? Take the risk. Well, here's my question, and I answered Lance. My question to that was, I don't know, what is the difference between a Brandon Peters, the quarterback for Illinois, or a Lucas Tay, who's going to Arizona State? So if
in terms of liability.
In terms of liability. If I send my son out to Arizona State and he contracts COVID-19, then I don't feel like I have any right to sue Arizona State and say that, well, because my son is a student at your university, I'm suing you because he got COVID-19. Nor do I feel like a guy like Brandon Peters, because he played football and got it, could say, well, I'm suing his parents could say, I'm suing the Big Ten and I'm suing the University of Illinois because he got COVID-19. You don't know where they got it. That's the thing. Now, if he tore his shoulder and, you know, they were practicing for 6 hours and they were only supposed to practice 3 hours, then you can prove liability there. You can prove fault, negligence. But if you just say, well, Brandon, and I'm sorry to bring up Brandon, I'm sorry. I hope you don't, obviously. But player X, yeah. I just don't know how you can prove that player X got the COVID because he played college football. That's the thing, Lance. I don't know. And Lance, you may be right. Because in that is what fools. Can you prove that player X came down with COVID-19 during a college football season, comma, because he played college football? Or did he get it from his roommate who maybe doesn't play athletics? I mean, there's plenty of these guys that room with other people, other students. That student may have gone to class, gotten it from somebody else, brought it back to the dorm, gave it to player X. Now, the scary part to that, and I do agree with most on this, is then player X takes it to the team, and then it's like, uh-oh. Sure. But what I mean is just, I'm just arguing the liability point here. If you cannot prove where you contracted COVID-19, then you have nobody you can fault.
Yeah. And you know far more, I'm not a law expert, you know far more about liability than me. But again, I don't, as a sports person and just thinking common sense wise, if I signed off on something that said, I assume the risk of playing football.
Right.
And I get it playing football, I cannot then sue the Big Ten right. or the institution. Now, in terms of like tracing, if Michigan's defensive tackle tests positive and then they're playing Indiana over the weekend and then their offensive guard then gets it, I would assume that those two breathed on each other a lot, did sure. a lot of hugging sure. during the four quarters, and that would be probably how it got passed along. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't know how you actually prove some of these
operative word
yeah.
probably there in my mind.
Yeah.
If I'm an attorney in my mind, well, he probably got it from that guy, but you don't know that he didn't get it in the locker room or in the pregame meal or whatever. Now, I guess you could still say those are football associated things. So maybe that's where you'd have an argument. But
the point is these players that are on campus right now, not only at Illinois, but around the Big Ten, around the country, who haven't opted out, know that this could happen.
Yeah, correct.
That these are the risks. That's why, and they're still here and they want to play. They're just not going to be given the opportunity to do so. Again, we don't know that it would have went well. It very well could have went poorly and the Band-Aid would have been ripped off, you know, mid-September instead of now. But I just think the Big Ten in particular came out looking really bad.
Yeah. Lance is one of the smartest people I know. I want to give him this. He says, as you know, anyone can sue anyone. I agree. The question we as a school district are told to be asking ourselves is, quote, did we do what the experts, i.e. the state health department, state board of education, et cetera, advised us to do to protect the safety of our students and staff? If not, we may be liable, maybe being the key phrase. I agree. And obviously, we have to do what's right. You got to do the right thing. And the Big Ten thinks that this is the right thing. They think that this is the right thing to stop football. And then he also said he asked about the insurance because he wasn't sure if private businesses can get infectious disease coverage. You cannot. There is an exclusion, and as far as I know, in my 18 years of doing this, there is an exclusion because of a virus in a policy that excludes it. That's why you have a lot of businesses that are hurting right now and wanting to get loss of income coverage. You've probably heard that being debated in Congress. And saying, well, listen, we lost. We were doing this much business in February, And then from March to now, we have done only this much. So obviously we're losing money. So if that happened, Derek, because of a fire or something that is a covered peril, then most companies, if you have the coverage, would say, look, you proved it to us. We're gonna pay you back for what you've lost. But unfortunately, there's an exclusion. Nobody wants to hear this from me. What am I doing? We're having an insurance class now. Shut up, Lon!
Josh Matorbebe tweets, why can we sign waivers for concussions and not COVID-19?
Oh, wow.
Asking for a friend. He's going crazy on Twitter.
I want to drop the mic on that one. That's a good question. That's a really good question. We've got more Lovie Smith.
I'd play right off of that.
You want to play
it? Part of the we want to play.
We want to play.
Players want to play.
Here's Lovie.
You know, the guys that don't want to play have opted out. The guys that are practicing right now, they want to play. Yeah, we can put our name to some different things, but everybody that's practicing right now wants to play. I guess every one of our guys could go on Twitter and say something right now, but take my word, everybody here wants to play, like I think everybody that's practicing right now. When studies come out and there's word out there, you know, sources said, I think if there is some strong evidence that says that we shouldn't play college football, I think everybody can live with that if it's presented to us. I think when you make statements, it's good to have information to back them up. This many guys, this is what happened to this many people, so we'll know. But right now, we would never let our players go out and start this process if we didn't think that it was safe to play football, to practice right now, or to play this fall.
Wow. That's a strong statement. It's a strong statement from Lovie. Good stuff. Ken, yeah, being unable to prove causation doesn't stop plaintiffs from filing. Correct. It may mean they won't prevail, but it doesn't bar the suit. That's true. I mean, like Lance said, anybody can sue anybody. If my son got COVID out of Arizona State, then I guess I could sue Arizona State. I mean, I wouldn't, but I don't know. I do want to hear some more from Lovie. In fact, I've been wondering, like, what's the communication like on a daily basis with Josh Whitman? I'm sure it's every day, right? So you're here when we come back. You'll hear from Lovie on that. Some of the Big Ten coaches have been outspoken about this. I know Ryan Day came out from Ohio State, said we want to play.
Jim Harbaugh
said the
Scott
same
Frost,
thing.
Obviously.
Certainly Frost. So
your boy.
Lovie talked about that. And then an interesting one I want to hear, somebody asked him today, and again, this was all before the announcement of the postponement of fall sports in the Big Ten, would he let his own child play? And so when we come back, we'll hear that. We want to keep hearing your thoughts. Bill, you know I'm sorry that I yelled at you, but keep sending them in. We love Bill from Troy. He's like one of our top texters, so keep sending them in. 359-2255. Now we're watching highlights of the college football, and I'm just like, come on. It's going to be a weird fall, Derek. I picked a hell of a year to turn 50.
Yeah.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Who's our buddy? Steve Greenberg just turned 50 today. I'm like, happy birthday, Steve. Yeah, we picked a crappy year. But you know what? I got a lot of other good things going on in my life. So
we pull up the podcast when I said we made it and just, just get rid of that.
Strike that from the strike that from a record. All right, 359-2255. It's the drive. Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now back open for business at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown. Head down, take advantage of great clearance deals. Short sleeve t-shirts are one for $4.99 or five for only $20. Other clearance items are marked down up to 50% off. For the best selection of Fighting Illini gear in Campustown, visit the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. Game Day Spirit.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, we have it when you need it. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit Crossroads Contractor Supply IL.com.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now back open for business at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown. Head down, take advantage of great clearance deals. Short sleeve t-shirts are one for $4.99 or five for only $20. Other clearance items are marked down up to 50% off. For the best selection of Fighting Illini gear in Campustown, visit the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. Game Day Spirit.
They say, if you build it, they will come. The story began in 2013 when Serra Automotive acquired Honda BMW in Savoy. And 7 years later, after unprecedented growth in sales and service, Serra Automotive is growing. Introducing Serra Honda BMW, Serra Subaru, Serra Buick GMC, and Serra Hummer, all located off Neal in Savoy. For all the exciting details, visit Serra, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
When you enroll in Army ROTC, you'll get leadership training that's valuable for any career, and you can get help paying for college.
Army ROTC enhances your college experience and helps you start strong.
Visit goarmy.com/ROTC for more information.
To find out more, visit your campus Army ROTC representative or call 217-265-6857.
Start strong with Army ROTC. Paid for by the United States Army.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton. Since day one, we've worked hard to become one of the best barbecue joints in the state of Illinois. And now we're focused on becoming the safest. We've remodeled and doubled our indoor dining space for social distancing. We've added outdoor dining and created a contact-free dining experience for the safety of you and your family. Order in-house or online takeout at humblehogbbq.com. We'll take care of you at the Humble Hog in beautiful downtown Paxton.
Well, coming up in the next few days, the St. Louis Cardinals will play 38 games in a week. They've already canceled the doubleheader for Thursday.
Have they?
Yeah.
Just
don't just say it.
Get them out of here.
Don't say it.
Let's just pick a different team for a year. Come on. I'm just tired of waiting.
Yeah, unless I read that wrong. They have canceled the... Well, I know I read it. The doubleheader against the Tigers Thursday is canceled.
Loan Dylan Carlson to the White Sox.
Yes!
And then we'll just watch Dylan Carlson and Luis Robert play in the same outfield, and we'll just...
But it doesn't affect his major league time.
Right, yeah.
Service time. Does he only have one more game to go?
Well, it was 6 days.
Oh, it's just
games.
6 days. But are they technically?
I don't know.
I wonder how that works. Yeah. Are the Cardinals even? Do they even give them credit for 6 days because you've only played five games? Now you did have two.
Yeah,
you had two off days. Who do the Cardinals play? Who do they play right after this?
Who do they play?
Yeah, right after the Tigers.
Well, they shifted the schedule now where they play the White Sox this weekend.
Oh, that's right. It's the White Sox because they were supposed to play the Field of Dreams game right this week. So, they've now shifted that game. It was supposed to be an afternoon game. Now it's like a 6:05 start. That's a lazy day for you and I, meaning we only do the show for an hour. 6:05 start Friday night against the White Sox, but they also said, well, they shifted it to Friday night with the idea that they could then postpone it and maybe have to play a doubleheader on Saturday.
Okay. All right.
Kurt said, go COVID Cardinals. Be nice. Somebody asked earlier about a drink, playing the drink.
I just
don't even feel like it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a celebratory.
Yeah. I don't ever drink because I'm upset. So I'm not going to hit that. I'm always in a good mood.
I mean, you might change that tonight, but I don't know.
Well,
not gonna.
That is true.
For you.
This is a no judge night for anybody out there. There's no judging on anybody's part. College basketball. Everybody around here wants to hear this. We're gonna hear more from Lovey, but you read something about college basketball that.
Matt Norlander, CBS Sports, has a report on Twitter says. His Big Ten sources tell him the league hasn't addressed college basketball or winter sports future yet. Surprise. Not the way we saw with the Pac-12 today. Big Ten non-con slate remains intact for now. This is not as part of his quote, but I'm throwing in, which is kind of funny because Illinois plays Arizona.
Yeah.
He's going to.
So now that game is definitely off.
Right. The expectation is that will inevitably change. Hopeful assumption in college basketball circles is that there will be a January conference games only start.
Okay.
Although it is further, the takeaway from that, number one, is don't expect non-conference basketball.
Correct.
Don't expect college basketball before January. And also the Big Ten, again, not the most prepared conference out there.
Would Arizona have to make that game up eventually? They have to, right?
Yeah.
It was a two-year deal. Can I just say this, and boy, am I going to be stopping the world with this phrase on August 11th. There will not be college sports until there's a vaccine. It's just that simple. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. Well, I think you've heard me. you've heard me on that. I have said that. But I just don't.
It's seeming that way. Yeah.
I just don't think any college sports. Kevin Warren said it in one of the statements. These are not employees. Right. I mean, these are athletes. These are student athletes who, by the way, as I mentioned the first hour, there was a report out of a North Carolina, University of North Carolina student paper that said student athlete is now a bad term. So just FYI. But the point is, I don't.
That's BS.
I think that was a report. Did you not hear that or read that?
I did not, no.
Because I know it is because ESPN interviewed Jay Billis about it. And Jay Billis said that the formation of the term student athlete was created
to put student before athlete.
Because of a work comp issue.
Okay.
That's what Jay Billis is an attorney, smart dude. And he agreed. He agreed they shouldn't use the term student athlete. And I about ran off the road. He said it should be a college athlete. I don't know where you're offending anybody with student athlete, okay. But I literally about ran off the road on that one. And then I switched the channel, I think, and listened to like Skid Row as loud as I could. All right, so I honestly do not think. I'm going to say it. There's my hot take. Here's my hot take. You will not see a college athletic event until there is a vaccine in this country. So there. Now I've solved everybody's problem from now until March and April when Illinois is cutting down the nets. If there is not a vaccine, you will not see college athletics. Done. That's my hot take.
Yeah. Hard to argue.
That's my...
Because it's not the NFL where there's a players union. And again, I don't understand how the liability would be different there. If the players union says, okay, we're going to agree that if we play and some of our guys get COVID, we're not going to sue you.
Right.
Versus college doing the same thing. I know they don't have a players union.
It's the optics a little bit, isn't it? In the sense that Matt Carpenter gets paid to play baseball.
Right.
So in some people's minds, and maybe it's true, then he... You know, the risk is his now, and he didn't have to play. That's the other thing, right? They can opt out. Plenty have. And that's kind of the frustrating thing about what, you know, the we want to play movement. I want to play that again from Lovey.
Sure.
I thought that was a really
good... It would be like if Hans, let's say he was an unpaid intern, if he wasn't making all that money.
He did. I am eating the Jolly Ranchers that he brought in.
And he got it.
Yep.
And sued us.
And sued... our radio station because of that.
And he can't do that because he makes all that money.
Correct. He's tied in now. Yeah, but again, I mean, what if I found out I had it tomorrow? And I'm knocking on wood. But who do I mean, I don't know that I can prove that I got it from you. I guess it'd be easier that way, I guess, because I don't know. I want to play that again from Lovey. Is that cool?
Yeah.
About the we want to play movement. Here's Lovie Smith.
You know, the guys that don't want to play have opted out. The guys that are practicing right now, they want to play. Yeah, we can put our name to some different things, but everybody that's practicing right now wants to play. I guess every one of our guys could go on Twitter and say something right now, but take my word, everybody here wants to play. Like I think everybody that's practicing right now. When studies come out and there's word out there, you know, sources say it, I think if there is some strong evidence that says that we shouldn't play college football, I think everybody can live with that if it's presented to us. I think when you make statements, it's good to have information to back them up. This many guys, this is what happened to this many people, so we'll know. But right now, we would never let our players go out and start this process if we didn't think that it was safe to play football, to practice right now or to play this fall.
Lovie Smith, I know that Lovie and Josh Whitman and Chris Thomas and every other coach at Illinois and every university gets together with their AD to talk quite a bit, but Lovie spoke on that today.
Of course, you can imagine there's constant communication. Josh was out, at practice for a while with us today, so it's constant communication. We're of course, with what we want to do. We're in tune with, Josh wants to play as much as we, all of us. So it's not like there's any type of disagreement with how we're doing things, from our testing to our safety protocol to how we're practicing. We're all on board with what we're doing right now. So, again, Josh is in a waiting situation just like we are. I mean, we would like a clearer directive right now, but, I mean, what do you get for what, what good would that do? I mean, for us, I asked our football team to control what we can control, so that was going to practice. We got good work done with it. Now that practice is over, I'm trying to get more information and see where we are. But we've just made the decision that we're going to keep going full speed ahead until someone tells us otherwise. And what else can you do? Right now, based on what I'm saying, I'm not changing anything. We're not changing anything. And we're going to hope for a good outcome until somebody tells us otherwise.
Disclaimer, that was today after practice with Lovie Smith. And, of course, the announcement was made a couple of hours later that the Big Ten Conference has postponed all fall sports, including his Illinois football team. The SEC, up until 5:46 today, I had understood it that they were going to play football. Derek says he has a statement from the SEC commissioner. What does he say?
Yeah, Commissioner Greg Sankey pretty much saying what Lovie said, full speed ahead until something changes. Here's his quote. I look forward to learning more about the factors that led to the Big Ten and Pac-12 leadership. Taking these actions today, I remain comfortable with the thorough and deliberate approach the SEC and our 14 members are taking to support a healthy environment for our student-athletes. We'll continue to further refine our policies and protocols for a safe return to sports as we monitor developments around COVID-19.
I love Big Ten football, and I love, if Illinois has a bye week or Illinois is on the road, I love watching other Big Ten games. I really get a kick out of it. I think it's fun. It's the conference that I've grown up and loved my whole life. But on occasion, I'll flip over to CBS and there'll be a big SEC game. And usually it's that night game. It's Florida and Tennessee. Mm-hmm. You're just kind of like, oh, man.
LSU and Death Valley.
Yes.
Whoa.
You love the revelry, just everything about it. And you're like, man, I want to go to Death Valley. Or I want to go, to a Gator. I want to go to Florida and go to a game. This year, if they play, I will DVR every SEC game and tailgate around it at my house, I guess, by myself, and watch SEC football.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that would be incredible. I want to see the Tennessee Volunteers and that touchdown in the end zone where they have the pattern.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see that, and I want to hear Rocky Top. The checkered pattern. Yeah. I want to hear Rocky Top.
And they have those old school, some of those have old school goal posts.
Oh, yeah.
There's like the two...
Yeah.
Pillars going. It's
SEC, man.
Yeah.
I could see you would, I could understand how smug you would be if you grew up an SEC fan. I could see how you would be just smug, saying, we are the best. There's no doubt about it. We're the best. But hey, we grew up in Big Ten countries. We think we're the best, and rightfully so. All right. Some coaches have come out pretty strong against the idea. This was from yesterday. I mean, in other words, coaches came out, said they want to play. Lovie, you've been hearing that today, saying he wants to play, he and his players want to play. What about these other coaches' statements? They asked Lovie today after his practice.
We want to play. Is that what I need to do to tell you? Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not one to make statements. It's a little bigger than statements. You know, when you know, like right in our country right now, you know, there's systemic racism, social unjust. I mean, and once it initially started happening, everybody said, hey, Lovey, give me a statement, because that's how we'll know how you feel, based on a statement. Well, we're out here practicing right now. We've been planning for this for a long period of time. I, like everybody else, would like to play if you need a statement. We do, for our football team. Everyone that hasn't said anything, we had a spirited practice today. They want to play football. So I don't know how many more times we have to say that. We've been in, I can't tell you how many meetings I've been in with ADs, not the president, with ADs, with coaches. We've gone over every conceivable thing that you can think of. Another meeting for me right now is not going to change. Your point, we want to play. We've done everything possible to play. I feel like it's safe for us to practice and play. Don't know what else there is. And if something happens while we're playing, while we're practicing, we have a plan for that. What else is there to say besides it?
Well, Lovey, there's one other thing. Would you allow your son to play?
You know, people ask, would you want your son, would you put your son in this position? My son coaches. He's out there with me right now. He's on the field. I think it's safe with what we're doing. So, yeah, we always start with that. No players ever practice if it isn't safe, if they're not injury-free. I think if harm would come to them, or possibly could come to them, if they were out there, we wouldn't do that. That's how I feel right now. It's not like we have to change up anything. That's where we are. And I think we make the statement, this is safer in Champaign as it is anywhere. And I'm going to just voice what seems like we as coaches, we're all saying the same thing. To me, I think it's as safe here as it is anywhere for the reasons. I hear other places, it's hard to get tested. You know how many times our guys can get tested? Daily. How can it get any better than that? So we kind of have a plan. You know, football players they want a schedule, discipline. I do this at that time. We have control of our group until late at night. I don't know a better situation for the players to be in. If we can't play this fall, if we can play, we have a schedule. If we can't play this fall, we have a schedule. Next, you look to the spring. And after that, we're going to keep going. Eventually, we're going to play football. So when I say everything has been discussed, it's not like we're just getting here right now. It's just how to carry out these plans is what we're seeming to have a little bit of trouble on.
Lovie Smith, those are about as strong a statements as I've ever heard Lovie say. And that's why we wanted to play those today. And, you know, he's on the inside. He's on the inside. He's with his players. And we definitely wanted you to hear that. News about a Zoom call tomorrow.
There will be a Zoom press conference, 2 p.m. Central tomorrow. Chancellor Robert Jones, AD Josh Whitman, head football coach Lovie Smith.
Okay.
So we'll have some more reaction. I don't know about answers, but
yeah,
their take on the news.
Okay. We asked about a player today coming on, and we were denied, and we totally get it. We understand. I mean, this is, first of all, this is an emotional time for all of us. You and I had to be here, so we had to do the show. I probably got out of hand, but, you know, I totally get that. Hopefully, we'll be able to hear soon from a coach or a player. And, of course, like you said, we're going to hear from Josh Whitman, Coach Smith, and Robert Jones, who is the chancellor at the University of Illinois. We'll hear that tomorrow. You got any other sports news?
Got to watch a baseball game tonight.
The Blues are the fourth seed.
How are they doing?
How about the Blues and the Bruins both going 0-for in the round robin? So both are the four seeds, the two Stanley Cup finalists in their respective conferences. So the Blues will play Vancouver, and it couldn't have worked out any worse because every game starts at like 2 a.m. It doesn't, but in my mind, a 9-10 puck drop is like a 2 a.m., but I was quickly corrected on Twitter by somebody that said, Lon, you're normally happy, and you have playoff hockey. And I said, man, I need to put in my place. I don't care if it is 2 a.m. Because I said, well, those 9-10 games, I'll just DVR and get up at 5 and watch the end of it. But come on, man. If I'm ready for an NHL playoff game, and the NBA playoffs have to be getting close, right? They have to be getting done.
They are. I think this is the last week of the regular season.
Okay.
I've been watching some of that. The Blazers, very entertaining basketball.
Lillard is so good.
Something fun on your TV.
Oh. Luka, Lillard, Kuzma hit the big shot, right?
Kuzma hit the near buzzer beater last night for the Lakers.
Mm. And the Celtics just tore up. Who was it? They beat somebody in the East, right? They just tore somebody up.
They played pretty well.
Yeah.
The Raptors have been good.
Well, they beat the Raptors. Wasn't it the Raptors?
That's right.
They tore them up. What's his name? Jamal Tatum?
Jason.
Gosh dang it, I get it wrong every time. Jamal Tatum, I think, was a guard for SIU back in the day. Jason Tatum, you could have had him instead of Markelle Fultz. And did you see that Ben Simmons is hurt again?
I did.
And then Joel Embiid's going to miss the next game because his ankle hurts. I'm telling you what, it is a disaster to be a Sixers
fan. You should lock in on Blues hockey. that's where
you're yet to win.
And you should go.
And they haven't won yet. Oh, my. Oh, boy. You know what, though? That's what I love about sports, is that I can complain about that stuff and then smile and laugh about it and move on. I don't like today the news.
Today kind of stunk.
You know how if you can't get something, you try every way to get it. If you didn't get a Christmas gift you wanted, you are like pleading with your parents. Or if you didn't get this, you're like, how can I make that happen? Well, guess what? There's no sports, fall sports in the Big Ten. And there's nothing we can do about it except sit here and just understand that there are no fall sports in the Big Ten.
And pray for basketball.
Pray for basketball, right. And again, my hot take, you will not see any college athletics until there is a vaccine in this country. I just don't think they will do it because there are students. And whatever. I worry about the NFL.
I still think we're going to see it, but
man, I don't know. They replayed an Arizona Cardinals game getting hammered by the Baltimore Ravens, and I watched every second of it. I'm like, oh, man, look at that. That looks cool. That looks really, really cool. All right, good stuff. We want to thank Jeremy Warner. Also, Trevor Valise, who put a lot of this stuff together with Lovey and Kevin Warren. Kevin Warren, of course, Big Ten Conference Commissioner. I'm running out of music, so there'll be silence. And what a better way to end on a depressing silent mode than today. It's The Drive.
Very happy and honored to welcome our first responder of the month, brought to you by Engelbrecht Grills. Chris is a big supporter of first responders, fire, ambulance, and police. Sergeant Robert Yates from the Paxton Police Department. 99.9% of the people I've talked to in your business say, I just want to help people and not their best day.
Absolutely, and that's why, the majority of police officers that do this job, they want to help people, or they wouldn't be in this job. Unfortunately, we are human beings, we all make mistakes. We just have to be better the next day than we were today.
Any way to describe making a call, walking up to a tinted window, you don't know what you got, Robert.
It's tense. I mean, every situation is tense. The problem is you don't want to become complacent, so you have to be on your toes at all times. A situation that you think could be bad actually just turns out to be nothing at all, and something that you think is going to be minor and, relatively simple turns out to be something that's just a catastrophe. So you always have to be on your toes, and you have to be aware.
First Responder of the Month, brought to you by Engelbrecht Grills and Cookers, building award-winning grills in Paxton, Illinois. Visit Grills and Cookers.
I've been all over town, all over the internet, all over social media, and nobody has a freezer in stock.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has freezers.
Really?
That's right. Freezers are in short supply nationwide, but Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has true commercial-grade freezers in stock for a limited time.
That's incredible. I have a side of beef that I'm waiting on, and I was afraid I wouldn't find a freezer in stock. Is it a name brand I can trust?
These are Summit freezers. Summit is a commercial-grade brand and assembled here in the USA. Summit makes a top-of-the-line freezer made to last, and we'll back it up with our free 10-year protection plan.
I'm going to get one today. Wow.
Multiple sizes are available, but only while supplies last. It's Christmas in summer with freezers in the middle of the summer at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get
Jet,
Pizza is celebrating 42 years of the best pizza on the planet. It starts with hand-pressed dough, fresh mozzarella, and sauce made from Mama Jet's secret family recipe, all baked to perfection for a thick, golden crunch. Get a one-topping Detroit-style eight-corner pizza for $10.99. Online only. Code ANV42. Jets. Better because it has to be.